The arming up of public places in America, especially in schools since the Sandy Hook shooting back in 2012, is well underway in America. Now virtually all schools have some kind of lockdown procedure, and some school districts have gone well beyond that. The SWAT team leader Mike Kersey from Montgomery County outside of Indianapolis was already worried about the schools in his community since the Columbine shooting back in 1999.
By the time Columbine had taken place, I had been in law enforcement for 7 years and a SWAT operator for a year. I remember watching the media coverage and feeling helpless. A comment made by one of the parents served as a catalyst to set me on the path I'm on now. She said, "I expect to see dead officers, not dead children." So since that time, I've done my best to train law enforcement in ever-changing tactics and response.
Among those changes is a pilot school created in Shelbyville, Indiana, that many are calling the safest school in the country. Mason Wooldridge is co-founder of the soon-to-be national organization Our Kids Deserve It. He joins us from Indianapolis. Mason, what kind of changes are represented in Shelbyville, and how soon might they be national?
So in order to answer that question, the first thing you have to understand is that law enforcement really face five issues when responding to an event. They do not have an immediate notification process in most places letting them know an event has started. They don't have a way to protect victims in the space. They don't have a way to locate, track, or identify a shooter. They don't have the ability to know the status of each classroom, whether the people inside the classroom are wounded, safe, under attack. And they currently don't have anything to do while en route to a school to move that shooter. So what we see in the Safe School flagship here in Indiana, in Shelby County, we see all five of those things being addressed, along with ballistic glass that's protecting exterior entrances and exits in classrooms. Those are what's being addressed in the school.
So is that to say that law enforcement can actually see inside of classrooms when they're on the way or when they're at the station house?
So in essence, virtually they can see inside the classroom. They don't have actual eyes through a camera system that give them the ability to look into a classroom. Information being processed from that classroom to a dispatch center is directly saying, hey, we're safe, we have wounded in the room, or we're under attack right now. So in essence, your dispatch knows what's happening without having to see inside.
How do you design the system so that the entire school experience isn't distracted into thinking of the facility as a quasi-military high-security installation, and at a time when there are difficulties funding arts and all kinds of school programs all around the United States, how is this not an opportunity for a defense contractor to simply take advantage of school shootings in a situation where you want kids obviously to survive, but it throws the educational experience into a kind of imbalance, if you know what I mean?
If you walk into a school in Indiana that's moving forward with some higher standards of safety, you would notice nothing different than any other school. It looks completely the same. Now, what's happening underneath the school as far as how doors are protected, how information's getting passed, how it's networked directly to law enforcement for real intelligence, now that is definitely an advantage that you don't even notice when you're walking into the school. Now, you briefly touched on needing to not take away from the arts programs or the other educational programs. Well, what's happened in Indiana is that there's legislation going out that makes this a community initiative to where the community decides to pay for this. This is not something that takes funds away from your school budgets, your district budgets, or from your law enforcement budgets. So if a community says our kids are worth protecting, now we have ways to do it. They can decide that they want to pay for it with a myriad of ways. It's not coming out of a budget.
Mason Wooldridge is co-founder of the Indiana-based organization Our Kids Deserve It, advocating for greater security procedures in the state's schools, something he's advocating all around the United States as well. Mason, thanks so much.
Yes, sir.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.